Bed bugs are a growing problem in many cities. They make people uncomfortable as they bite us at night to suck a little blood. Fortunately, they seem not to carry any diseases. They've been disturbing us humans for many centuries. They show up in Egyptian fossils, mummies, and more, from 3,500 years ago. Did they always bug us? Lindsay Miles and her colleagues at Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University took a look at the recent evolutionary history of bedbugs using DNA analyses. Voila! Bedbugs became numerous as species between 13,000 years ago and 7,000 years ago, at least the bedbugs that go for humans. There was no such multiplication of species of bedbugs that attack pets. The proliferation of our itchy little nemesis overlaps the time interval when we, well, created beds that we'd return to night after night. That's when we settled around agricultural sites. That's when we started building cities. It's nice to sleep in your own bed night after night, but not without problems. Bedbugs have become more numerous in recent decades. Analyses point to lots more international travel, more trade in secondhand clothes, and reduced use of helpful but nasty pesticides. We may just get used to it. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.